K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
There are plenty of podcasts, Benny, out there, so it is nice that you have chosen the Andy and Ben podcast.
Well, I have to be here.
That's true.
It's the Andy and Ben. It would just be the Andy podcast.
And let's be honest, no one's listening to that.
No one's listening to this.
We are up to... Mate, I can go through the analytics.
No, it's all good.
Do I have time? We are podcast 95.
Have you? Oh, we are getting close. You been all right?
I've been well.
How's your deck going? It's done. Has been a project.
It's finished.
I was at your house the other day. And it's not finished.
You didn't come in, though.
Doesn't mean it's finished.
It's all done.
The handrails are not done.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is all done.
So then why do you have those things blocking your dog out?
I can do whatever I want when I want.
Okay.
Big podcast coming up.
Massive.
What are we going to do? Do you want to talk about?
Later on the podcast, Walmart is coming under fire for stopping the sale of one item that you and I both grew up with.
Yeah.
And they've got a bit of a backlash because they're still selling something else.
Fair enough as well. And Benny... I wouldn't mind throwing this one in the podcast. I'd love to discuss weird parties.
Okay.
And what a lady overseas thought she would host. Because it's weird. It is a weird party. I think she's the first person in the world to do it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Let's get into the podcast. And good morning to the young man in New Zealand that has become quite the artiste.
Wow. We're right to fly to New Zealand, aren't we?
I think we're in a bubble.
Yeah.
I'm not really across that sort of stuff because someone said to me the other day, oh, do you miss travelling? And I said, no. I didn't. Oh. I didn't miss it when I could do it.
Oh, I miss it. I can't wait for a bit of international travel. Like, obviously, holiday here this year, which I'll be doing. Going to try and get up to Mount Hotham. But obviously would like to do some overseas travel as well.
Yeah, nicely done. One man that's not happy with New Zealand at the moment is Jeff Upson.
Mm.
He has thought of a very ingenious way to, I guess, draw attention to things in his area that he's not happy with. And we know, if you're an avid listener of the show, you would know that Andy isn't happy with his local council because there's not a lot of dog bins for dog droppings.
Have I told you the update with the bins?
No, you haven't.
Along the river?
No.
So I spoke to the city of Greater Geelong.
Of course.
But then they were saying that land doesn't fall on the city of Greater Geelong. It's Corangamite.
Oh.
So
you're splitting hairs.
I was just saying it would be nice to see a few more bins along the river.
Yeah, that's all I want.
City of Greater Geelong said, hey, don't take it up with us. They wrote back a letter.
Wow.
Don't take it up with us. Take it up with Corangamite, whatever that is.
Well,
I don't know.
Corangamite's a region, I guess.
Yeah, I've got to take it up with them.
So Jeff has been followed up by police after his response to potholes on the roads.
Annoying.
So potholes, very annoying. You know, you jump in your car and you're bumping around all over the shop. They're very unsafe. And he has drawn attention to them by drawing the Dwayne The Rock Johnsons all over them, all across the road. I'll show you the photo.
Oh, they're huge.
They are massive. And I guess the...
they stand out. They're bright green.
How would I say this? The elevator shaft across the road.
Yep.
And...
the circles.
The bocce balls are highlighting where the potholes are. And...
you can't unsee it.
That's the thing. That's what police are, I guess, charging him with. Their safety I guess they're following it up because they're a safety risk.
Yeah.
They're drawing, like, you can't miss them.
Yeah.
So they're drawing attention from a driver's vision on the road to look at them on the road. And all he's saying is, well, I'm drawing attention to them because you need to fix the bloody potholes.
It's quite good. I do like it. Well, so it gets me thinking. I want more bins around the river because people aren't putting their dog poo in the bin. Do I need to get the spray paint out and start drawing some Dwayne The Rock Johnsons on the dog poo?
Maybe.
So it starts getting a bit of attention.
So someone will go, well, why are you doing that? And I'll say, why is the dog doing
that? Actually, I won't be doing the illustrations.
As a kid, Andy, did you, what did you collect? Were you into, I know you're a stamps man now.
Stamps.
But as a kid.
Yeah, Pokemon cards.
Yeah,
were right up there.
I remember there was a shop I used to live in Corio, and we used to go to Corio Village a fair bit. And I remember being really young, but being it was one of the first times I was allowed to roam a store.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a game store, and I remember going up to a guy behind the counter. I said, "Oh, how much is this?" Pretending to feign a bit of interest in it.
Yeah.
And it was a camera, and I said, "Oh, is that $11?" And he said, "No, it's $110." And fair to say,
well, I'll give you $11 for it. Take it or leave it.
That's my bid, if you will. But Pokemon cards.
Tarzos were also a big hit.
Also, there was Dragon. Like, anything that came in the chips.
Oh, yeah.
Any like coins or anything like
Lego.
That?
Love yeah, Lego. Lego.
Walmart in America has come under fire after, I guess, banning the sale of Pokemon cards, NFL cards, NBA cards because of the safety risk it brings to their staff members. So they're saying that people are so into it that they're like they argue and they fight and they abuse staff and it's all like madness.
Overplaying cards
and it's madness. So they've banned the sale of them.
What?
For the safety of their staff.
I can't imagine staff getting harassed. It's like when Woolies, remember Woolies did the Ushies?
Yeah.
And then they had Ushy trading
people
days.
People go full on. Like it's a full on thing where the Ushies were, even the Ushies, people were getting abused.
People weren't brawling over Ushies, were they?
Well, I think they were.
I don't think anyone was brawling over Ushies.
Because remember when they
Ushie?
Were selling one and people were calling them like scum and saying how selfish they were? Now, why Walmart has come under fire? Because, you know,
They're banning fun.
They're taking care of their staff. You know, they're looking after the safety. So I mean, that's got to come into it.
Mm.
But do you know what item they're still selling?
What's that? Here we go. This will be good.
Guns.
Work that out.
Don't worry about the playing cards, but we'll keep selling guns.
Paper cut.
Mate, have you thought too much about your funeral? I know you don't. No, I know you don't want to be cremated. I know you don't want to be cremated, and you're not 100% about your organs and stuff like that. Because we've had the conversation that we're scared that we still might be alive, and they're hacking us open,
or that they can bring us back to life, like Walt Disney. He got frozen.
Yep,
because he might be brought back.
Have you thought about your funeral and like who would attend?
Well, you don't really get a say in it, mate.
No, I know, but have you thought of like the numbers? Are you thinking like you would have a big turnout or?
Isn't it? Funerals aren't an invite thing. Funerals are like, hey, a service will be held here if you'd like to attend.
Yeah, but have you thought, like, do you think a lot of people would turn out for your funeral?
I think, so many people.
Do you think?
Oh, there'll be so many people. They'll be lining up to say, take that.
Yeah, we got rid of
couldn't
him.
Couldn't wait to drop him.
Mayra Alonso, 59 years old from the Dominican Republic, she wanted to know how many people would turn out for her funeral. So she created a fake funeral service.
Oh, unbelievable.
So she was in a cast. She dressed in white. She had
she got in the cast.
In like the coffin, open coffin, and laid there with her eyes closed for hours.
While people sobbed over her.
They were fake crying and tearful goodbyes from her friends and family.
Why were they fake crying? Well,
they were pretending to cry.
Yeah,
okay. The party cost her $1,000. And she laid in the coffin for several hours while guests enjoyed food and drinks, exchanging stories about her.
Wow.
She was driven in by a hearse.
Far out. Well. Told her family and friends.
Yeah.
That I'm not actually dead.
I'm not going to die, but I just...
Well, I am going
to
die.
Eventually. But I would just like the opportunity for you to come.
So if she's told her family and friends, who is she looking for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or was it just family and friends and everyone knew that she was alive?
No, everyone knew that she was alive. She's come out to say being inside a coffin is a very unpleasant experience and she wanted to warn her friends and family.
What? Don't do it. Don't die.
Well, don't... Yeah. Isn't that the weirdest thing you have ever heard?
Yes.
I've heard some weird stuff.
Yeah,
but
pretty close.
That's up there, top five.
Yeah, right up there. I wish I could think of something weird that you did and then we can end on a bit of a...
No, let's not talk about the weird stuff that
let's
I've done.
Let's just end the show.
Mate, I know you're a big TikTok user.
Massive. Although, I'd say TikTok scroller.
Yeah, okay. But there's always life hacks on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Do you remember the one ages ago? I think it made news headlines that at McDonald's there was the screen and if you hit certain buttons, you'd get free upsizes.
Oh, yeah. There's little tricks as well. Like you can... I think you can add like four patties and then remove something and then you get it for free.
Yeah. I love that you're familiar with this concept.
Well and truly over it.
A group of students over in China, they found a glitch in the KFC app back in 2018.
Yeah.
Now, it entitled them to get their hands on $22,000 worth of free chicken.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So they
over the time, they just continued.
Over the time.
Like, oh, I'm a bit peckish. So let's get KFC.
Yeah. But then what they ended up doing was they were able to generate food vouchers, free food vouchers.
Oh, my God.
And they were selling them on.
Next level.
Now, this obviously started out as just a bit of fun. Five lads getting together, having a bit of free chicken.
Like, you found a little secret path.
Found a loophole. And then they thought, well, what else can we try and get for free? They then got their hands on the free food vouchers.
Yeah.
And they thought, we can make a little bit of money. And
sold the food vouchers.
And it's a bit of harmless fun. No one's getting hurt.
Not yet.
No one's getting hurt.
And they've done nothing wrong because it's a glitch in
the app. It's a glitch in the system.
Yeah, yeah. They're just taking advantage of it. It's like saying that $50 on the ground and you chose to pick it up. Like, it's not your fault it's there.
They've created a small business in the first 6 months.
Okay, now we're pushing it.
Boy, no, there's still...
still blurring?
Still, yeah. It's, no one's getting hurt.
Yep.
In the first 6 months, they made over £6,500. So about 12,000 Australian dollars. Anyway, they got caught. And they went to...
How did they get caught?
I've got no idea.
Just tracing. Like, what's all this money going out the door?
They're up on fraud charges. Anyway, the ringleader was sentenced to 2.5 years in jail and fined $660. And then the other four were sentenced between 15 months and 2 years in prison.
Hardly. Okay.
And you're like, hang on. It started out as a bit of fun, bit of free chicken.
Bit of free chicken.
And it's a little bit of money exchanging hands.
And who's getting hurt?
No one is.
No one's getting hurt at all.
I remember there was a bloke at school that was selling Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Coca-Cola, because the school canteen stopped selling soft drink.
Right.
Now, I'm just thinking, could he be heading to prison? And I did say Coca-Cola.
In court, would the excuse have held up? Did someone say KFC?
Well, Andy, that's the end of the podcast.
That is it. It's nice that you're doing it.
No, I know. I've lifted my work ethic.
It feels good. All right, well, hang on. It isn't the end. We need to do this.
Andy and Ben's.
Oh, no. Hang on. You do you. If you want to do it, I'm happy to do it.
Now, that's on.
Yep.
That should be able
to. Did you just put that to...
No, I don't think so. Let's go now.
Andy and Ben.
No, one of the top... This is why we're one of the top podcasts in Australia.
Do I need to hit that? I don't think that needs to be... Let's try this now.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, have you got one? I've got one.
I've got one as well.
Okay, well, you go.
So, my thought was, does your body know when you're going to wake up, and does it align with your dreams? So will it, it's like watching a movie. It will deliberately stop at a point when you wake up.
It's like the big cliffhanger.
Yes.
And it's holding, and your body's like, all right, I'll get here because we're going to wake up.
And then I'll wake up.
Nah.
You don't think so?
No, because you can be woken up. So your body doesn't know that.
But if you're in a deep enough sleep.
But yeah, my dog can bark and wake me up. My body doesn't know my dog.
But maybe it does know that.
So my body can predict the future.
Possibly.
Maybe. I am thinking about it.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a thought.
It's what I was thinking about this morning, because I was left on a cliffhanger of a dream and I was like, I wonder if my body did that deliberately.
But can you remember the dream?
I can. I'll tell you once we stop on this.
Yeah. Sure.
Actually, it's a shocking dream.
And that's it anyway.
Yeah. Did you want to have a thought as well?
No, all good. We'll leave that for next week.
All right. Thanks for... Mate, we are getting close to the hundo.
Hey, we are very close.
Yeah. Like, subscribe if you want. We won't pressure you into doing it. Enjoy whatever you're up to today or tomorrow.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.